If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Good morning on the 25th of November, Wednesday. Feels like Friday. I love this week. We have two Fridays this week. Happy Zoom giving or thanks Zooming to
just
you.
Be thankful for what you got.
Yeah.
Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean.
Time for Dean Richards and the entertainment news. Yeah. Good morning, Dean.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that's my wife's favorite, too. So we decided to give that a spin on this Wednesday that feels like a Friday.
I love that lyric. Diamond in the back, sunroof top.
Yeah.
Digging the scene with the gangster lean. And Dean Richards stepping in Club 9. Remember Herb Kent used to have that show, stepping in Club 7.
I still miss Herb, the cool gents.
People would come and dance. In the studio, I would like to take that over. Take that show over.
Play some Dusties.
Steppen Club.
So the Grammy nominations are out. Any surprises?
The biggest one is that The Weeknd did not get a single nomination. That was a pretty big surprise to everybody. We'll start off with the good news, I guess. The winners, the biggest of them all, is Beyoncé, who wound up getting 9 nominations in all, mostly for her song and her album, Black Parade. The song is nominated for Song of the Year, for Record of the Year, for R&B Song and Female Vocalist of the Year. She's up for Best Music from a Film. She's up for Best Music from a Video. And her collaborations with Megan Thee Stallion also are nominated in the rap category. So she leads the pack with 9 different nominations. She already has 24 Grammy wins. It's one of the most successful in Grammy history and now has become the second most nominated performer in Grammy history with 79 nominations. You want to know who she's tied with? What's her guess who she might be tied with 79 nominations?
All-time leader in Grammy nominations, you're saying?
Well, she is. She's tied with somebody with 79. They're tied at number 2. I will tell you that beating her with 80 nominations apiece is her husband Jay-Z and Quincy Jones. They each have 80 nominations apiece. But at 79, she's tied with somebody else. Any guess?
No.
There's so many to pick from. I think I might have guessed somebody in classical music if I hadn't seen this ahead of time. It's Paul McCartney.
Ah.
She's tied with Paul McCartney on that. Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, and Roddy Ricch were second most nominated with 6 nominations apiece. But the really big story out of the whole Grammy nomination process is that the singer known as The Weeknd, who has had some of the most successful songs of the year, has been one of the most awarded performers of the year, has been seen doing performances probably more than anyone this year, not a single nomination. And he was not happy with this. He went on Twitter saying, "The Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans, and the industry transparency." He's talking about the process by which the nominations are chosen, which is all done in secret, and the identities of the people who select the nominees are not publicly revealed. So he sort of has a point of who is deciding who gets the nomination and who doesn't get the nomination. Now, there was a story that was on TMZ.com yesterday, which I know a lot of people say it's just a website, but they are 99% of the time accurate. They are saying that the snub happened as a result of a dispute between the Grammy people and the Weeknd's people. The Grammy people did not want the Weeknd to perform at the Super Bowl. They only wanted him to perform on their show, which is just a few days before that. They would have had him first either way. They went back and forth on it, according to TMZ, and came to an agreement that he would do both. But the president of the Recording Academy responded to this by saying that voting in all the categories were finished before the weekend's performance at the Super Bowl was even announced, so that there's no way that that could have affected the nomination process. But the implication being was, if you don't perform on our show, we're going to snub you and not give you any Grammy Awards. The president of the Recording Academy said they didn't even know he was going to be on the Super Bowl, and the voting process was already completed. So it doesn't seem like that was a reason. Why? I have no idea. It's just a weird throw of the dice. There were a lot of nominations this year, and a lot of people up for nominations. The Weeknd is still going to be on the Super Bowl halftime show. It's very unlikely now that he will be on the Grammy show since he got completely snubbed.
Or that he would want to be.
Or he would want to be, but that's going to be January 31st. And as we told you yesterday, Trevor Noah is going to be the host of that.
Do we know who votes on the Grammys? Artists, producers, engineers?
All of the above. Yeah, all of the above. For the actual awards, not the nominations, that's all secret. For the actual awards that give out, it's very much like the Academy Awards, where if you are a performer, you vote in your performance categories. If you're an engineer, you vote in your engineering categories. But it's all industry driven. The people who are in the industry are the ones that decide who get the Grammy Awards.
Dave Chappelle's in the news this morning because his show is not on Netflix anymore, but he wanted this, right?
He's the one that asked for this. Yesterday, he went to Netflix and said, I want you to take my old comedy sketch show off of the streaming platform. It only first came to Netflix on November 1st, so it hasn't been there for very long. But he says that it's a dispute with the rights holder of the show, which is ViacomCBS, who owns Comedy Central. They are the ones that he claims that he wasn't paid properly. He claims that he signed away all the rights from the show. And he says all of that is true, that but he says it's not right, and he doesn't want to put one more penny in the pocket of Comedy Central, who are, you know, using his shows and not compensating him properly, although it's legal what Comedy Central is doing, because he did sign a deal before he became a superstar, you know, megastar. He thinks that he should be compensated properly. So he's doing the only thing that he can do, and that's taking the show off of one of the biggest places in the world where people can watch it, and Comedy Central, Viacom CBS would benefit from it. Mm-hmm. So he's pulled it off. Netflix agreed to it because they've got a $10 million deal with him for other programming. So they want to keep their Dave Chappelle very happy. So they said, you want us to take this off? We'll take it off.
I want to watch Chappelle's Netflix interview with David Letterman this weekend. I hear it's a good one. Did you see it yet?
I haven't watched it yet, but I've been reading about it, and everybody says it's fantastic. I love those David Letterman interviews that he's doing.
Yeah.
My next guest needs no introduction, which is on Netflix. He has shown a new side to Kim Kardashian this year. Lizzo is one of the guests. Robert Downey Jr. is one of his guests this season, and Chappelle.
And you know what's interesting? If you look closely, he does not have even one note card with him. No notes at all. And I know they tape a lot. They do edit that, but it's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. I've always liked Dave as an interviewer, Letterman. I've always thought he was great.
Absolutely. Dean Richards and entertainment news this morning. And let's get into that controversy regarding Rick Schroeder. Dean, what's the latest on this?
Rick Schroeder, who we know as an adult actor now, but I think a lot of people remember him best as Ricky Schroeder from the old TV show Silver Spoons, is reacting to the controversy that he's getting over the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he put up to get accused shooter Kyle Rittenhouse free on a $2 million bond. The 17-year-old is awaiting trial on the murder of two people during the Kenosha protest that took place back in August. And Rick Schroeder was one of a group of people who put up quite a bit of money. I've heard to the tune of $150,000 to help get him bailed out of jail. Now, Schroeder says that he did it because he felt like Rittenhouse was being vilified in the press, and that the teenager was there to stop wasn't there to stop the protest, but only to defend property from chaos. Schroeder said that he is a proud 30-year member of the NRA and an avid supporter of gun ownership, but he has been just getting all kinds of criticism for getting involved in this. Same thing when, you know, when people on the other side of the political fence get involved in political and social issues, and people say, why don't these celebrities mind their own business? You know, this is taking it even a step further because there's money involved.
Yeah, social media exploding over things like that. How did your interview go with Melissa McCarthy?
Very nice. We sat down and talked with Melissa, with her husband, Ben Falcone, and Bobby Cannavale, who we know from Boardwalk Empire, among others, Will and Grace, all kinds of projects. He and Melissa co-star in a new comedy that's called Super Intelligence that will drop on HBO Max starting tomorrow. The movie is directed by husband Ben Falcone. Melissa just celebrating 15th anniversary with Ben. And one of the things that we talked about was the secret to her long Hollywood-style marriage.
I married the nicest person I've ever met. And I think marrying someone that leads with kindness and is respectful to not just his surroundings, but to everyone. It's like that's the goal. And I got very lucky with that. And Ben leads with kindness and with love. And, you know, that makes for a great relationship and a great life.
Can you imagine if Bobby was like, how dare you?
That's what I was trying to read his mind while you were saying all that. Just sitting there smiling when Melissa was saying all that. He, of course, is married to actress Rose Byrne. They have two children, so he is also very happily married.
Now, yesterday we were talking about the holiday special with Bozo and Garfield Goose and Hard Rock, and our spies report some color footage has been discovered.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. The Hard Rock Coco and Joe and Susie Snowflake vignettes have been featured on WGN since the early 1950s. Frazier Thomas used to play these every year on Garfield Goose. And then when he moved over to the Bozo Show, they moved over to the Bozo Show, and now we show them as part of our WGN-TV classics. Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN-TV Classics, is the name of the two-hour special that we put together 15 years ago, believe it or not. But some footage was found on 16-millimeter color outtakes from Hard Rock Coco and Joe and Susie Snowflake. We're going to post it up on our website, WGNTV.com. It's pretty much footage that you've seen before, but never in color. That's the amazing thing. It's kind of cool to see this, not colorized, but this was apparently actual film footage that was used when an animator, artist, puppet maker by the name of Hua Ming Chang put together these famous vignettes. Mr. Chang, we never knew, was the guy who put all of this together, number one. But he was an extremely successful animator, stop motion animation, mask maker, artist, sculptor. He created a lot of the masks and costumes that we've all enjoyed on the original Star Trek TV series. All of the Asian style masks that were used in the original King and I movie with Yul Brynner are from him. The costumes and characters from the Time Machine movie, from Bambi, from Liz Taylor's Cleopatra, not the mask that she wore, but the headdress that she wore in that movie, and project after project after project. It's a very interesting story about this animator. Hua Ming Chang is his name. He died in 2003. So we don't know if there is a full color version on film someplace, stashed in a vault someplace of Hard Rock Coco and Joe and Susie Snowflake, but there are these little outtakes that were just recently discovered. And we'll put them up on the web so people can see them. But it's a, you know, I have never felt more like a nerd finding these things and just being fascinated by seeing these things that we've seen all of our lives, really, but seeing them in a different way and learning about Mr. Chang and the impressive work that he did. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story.
So these are outtakes. Do we get to see Coco and Joe screaming and swearing at Susie
right.
Snowflake because everybody wants more camera time?
Right.
Is that
right.
in here?
Yeah, Susie Snowflake is smoking a cigarette. And
I can't wait to see that.
Rap tap tapping on your window pane, smoking a Lucky Strike.
Glad they found that. Let us know if any old footage of Carl Grayson and Marty McNeely on the Midnight Nightbeat newscast shows up.
I would love that.
You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
Gene.
Bob. You and your family, too. Thank you.